Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Well, I can't believe it, but we got to get out of here. Are we pre-gaming somewhere, Courtney, when it comes to Post Malone tonight? Have you decided that? Have you figured that out?
I would love to.
Okay. A lot of people going, so I don't know. We got to figure someplace out where we can fit everybody in.
I'm busy.
Are you busy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do want to just say that I have been notified that maybe that Rob Reinhart that I just talked about from the Herald maybe a Eric Schahn.
Oh, Eric Schahn.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
I should have gone with Judge Reinhardt.
Eric Schahn.
Maybe. All right.
Can we all agree that that moment is a Mount Rushmore moment of this show?
What, Eric Schahn?
Yeah,
that's pretty
one
good.
One of the all-time greats.
Just, I mean, truly remarkable, brilliant in all forms.
Yeah. Coach
Schahn.
I think
Schahn.
I was set up.
Yeah, one of the great ones. This is Nick from New Hampshire. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Mr. Scheim, I just want to mention, you mentioned Fran Tarkenton couldn't play today.
No, I said he could.
Fran Tarkenton was what?
I said he could.
What?
Well, I thought you said he couldn't.
No. I said because he was one of the fathers of mobility at the quarterback position.
Dual
I said
threat.
He, contrary to what I said about Joe Montana, I said Fran Tarkenton could have success in today's NFL.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Great, because that's true. Because Drew Brees, 6 feet tall, and didn't have a great arm, and that was same stats as Fran Tarkenton in that regard. But Fran could throw the long ball. Now, one other thing I want to say to you, when you address that Joe Montana, all these other older quarterbacks, their completion rate was much lower than what we see today. Well, what's going on in today's football? The average pass is 10 yards. You're going to complete a shorter pass much easier than a longer pass.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. Now, that's like this season and last season because of the adaptation of the too high defense to stop the long ball. But to be honest, like that's not always been the case.
We have to marvel at this, guys. Yeah. These people, these losers on social media that have been dunking on Courtney have been using a fake tweet. The guy, there's no Rob Reinhardt that works at the Boston
Correct.
Herald.
That's what I'm saying. So everybody that's like, she scooped it off him.
You jackasses.
No, I stand by, listen.
No, this isn't to you, Greg.
This isn't to you. Yeah.
No, I'm saying we stand by the Cocoa Bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, these losers who have been citing it.
Cocoa Bomb.
Hey.
In Nightlight, Coco gets duped again. Nope, not duped. I was saying everybody that was saying to me that Rob Reinhardt had it before me, and I told you that I was actually 3 hours before that guy.
Right.
You all got duped.
Right.
Oh.
I mean, you've only dropped two Cocoa Bombs, and they've been pretty big.
Yeah, they've been big.
But massive.
Hopefully Sam Kennedy's on tomorrow.
I didn't drop my Celtics ring bomb yet, but I saw the Celtics ring.
Oh, wow. I bet those things are beautiful. But Wick spared no expense.
They are unbelievable.
What? Total buffoons. God, I love this job.
I love my ring, but
did he lose money on the rings or no?
I don't think so.
Well, I love my ring, but I feel like we laid the foundation, and I kind of like you kind of miss out when you start to see like how elaborate some of the rings got.
Yeah, you got yours early.
Yeah.
And then they started to get after that, they just are absolutely out of control because you have to do better every single year.
Top's coming off.
Yeah, well, this one, the top comes off, and there's something incredible inside.
We started, I feel like we started the platinum.
You were ahead of the time? It was gold before
that? Yeah, it was like gold, and then we went to platinum. But the top's coming off, and some of the other cool little things inside.
Yeah.
I feel like, damn.
You missed out on. You missed that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys at least have a nice dinner at Robert Kraft's house?
And they had a ring party.
But now the box that the or the presentation device that the ring comes in is equal probably in cost to what your ring was.
We got a nice box too with lights in it and everything. But I wasn't there for the the ring ceremony dinner.
Do you have an issue with the Celtics city uniforms? Everybody's complaining about that.
Why, they got new ones or something?
On social, yeah.
Let me see. Celtics new city unis.
I thought that the last year version was great. I think people are pissed at the way they did the word Boston. I don't know. I mean,
let me see.
I think they're kind of cool.
The jerseys suck.
Which one is so bad.
You don't like them, Sean?
They're horrendous, Greg.
Somebody put up a picture? Oh,
I love a good... I am a jersey snob. These stink.
What don't you like about them?
You got it up, Courtney?
Yeah.
It's plain.
Shime wants a more slim-fit one.
The letters don't look appealing. Clean. The coloring isn't great.
You don't like the neon? You don't like the neon green?
No.
I think that's the issue.
I love the Celtics black jerseys, so a primary black jersey is great to me. That, though, stinks.
Shime, move over, because I'm on that train with you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You don't like them?
Up on the bus, bud.
You got to put them up. We put them up on IG. They look like a AAU youth basketball team that, like, you know, your homeboy is running. He says, "Oh, I got a great idea. My man's going to make us uniforms."
Yeah.
He owns an auto body shop.
Well, I love the Hunter Green, so that's still there. You don't like the neon
it's so
green.
Plain.
It's not the neon. It's just the way it looks. It's like...
What if they're glow in the dark? That could be cool.
You know, it's kind of like I said, if you look at a lot of like the youth football uniforms nowadays in AAU, it's like they went in a whole nother direction.
Yeah, Mitch is going to put it up on Twitch so that the people can see.
It looks like, I don't know.
It literally looks like a warm-up penny.
Yeah.
That you throw on before the game.
Because the way the Celtics wording, like...
The Celtics wording, the one stripe down the... Like, what are we
Greg,
doing?
Greg, you know what it's like for you and I, we might remember the times, is when there was one sports store in your neighborhood. For me, it was the Locker Room in East Boston. And your mother said,
For me, it was the Maynard Outdoor Store, but go ahead.
Your mother said, can't afford the actual Larry Bird jersey, but what we can do, I'll buy you a tank top, we'll go down to the locker room and get
the numbers put on.
And they'll press it on.
Press it on for you.
And then maybe a couple weeks later, like a letter will stop falling off.
Yeah, I love
That's what it looks like.
Same guy would do my skates. right there. All right. Oh, we got to go. Great show, everybody.
Oh, we'll shout out to us.
See you tonight at Fenway. Yes. See it at Posty. Posty is the kids.
Congratulations.
Call. On what?
No, okay. On Post Malone, what I've seen.
He said congratulations.
Thank you, Wiggy. Jones and Keefe are next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.